Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I've been taken to repeat myself of late. My husband says it's old age. I said it's genetic. My father used to do this. He'd start a story and we'd say, oh, we've heard that, you know, a gazillion times. And so when I start waxing poetic, my husband will look at me and say, yes, Lewis, that's my father's name. But today I'm going to repeat myself on purpose. This is a sermon that I preached several years ago, and if you remember it, I'll give you an extra gold star. That means that you have an excellent memory. In my last church, I was there 19 years, and I remember after year 14, one of my parishioners came up to me and said, you know, you preached that before, but this was the slant you used, and you used this different one, and I thought, I'm in big trouble. One person remembered. We have been following a journey of a dear friend of ours, member of this church, Sue Sherman, for the last 2.5 years. She was diagnosed 2.5 years ago with lung cancer. And we hoped and we prayed, and she fought like no one else I have ever seen fight. And in December of that year, in February 2013, she announced this. In December, her cancer was in remission, and oh, did we rejoice. We were so thrilled. And the next year, she kept going up and down with this cancer, but she always looked good, and she always had a smile on her face, and we still prayed. And just until this week, it seemed like she could go on forever. She kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And last week, the doctor said, there is nothing else. And she's home in hospice care waiting to take that final journey. We always want God to answer our prayers in the affirmative. Yes, of course, there's healing. And yes, of course, I will lift your loved one up. And when that does not happen, we are so devastated. And that's why I chose this particular scripture verse from Isaiah. Because Isaiah was speaking to people who were knocked down by life. Their lives were devastating. They had very little control over their own destinies. They were in a political morass. The common people had very little to fall back on. And after a while, they started to say, where is God? My right has been ignored by God. They didn't stop believing in God, but they said, where is he in all of this? And Isaiah echoes that when he talks about the God of the universe, this great God who put the stars in place. And he said, the inhabitants are like grasshoppers. And I could hear the people say, yeah, we know that. And that's how we feel, like insignificant grasshoppers. Where is God? But then he gave a promise. He said, but you say that God's ignoring me. And he said, I want to tell you something about the God I know. He said, to the people who take God seriously, to the people who wait for God, he said there's a threefold promise. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There are three tremendous gifts that God gives to the people who take him seriously, to the people who love him and who wait for him. There are three gifts. The first one, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. That's the gift of ecstasy, of sheer joy. You've experienced that gift every now and then. Anytime a baby is born, you've seen the joy that the family has. That's the gift of ecstasy. When we go out and look at beautiful sunsets here in Door County, and our breath stops in awe, that's the gift of ecstasy. When we have mountaintop experiences, when people enjoy weddings or getting together, that's the gift of ecstasy. When the Packers win the Super Bowl, that's the gift of ecstasy. Or when the women win the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup, that's the gift of ecstasy when there's a ticker tape parade. In the Bible, we see a gift of ecstasy. When King David was bringing the most sacred of sacred relics back to his city, the Ark of the Covenant, when he was parading in front of that Ark, the Bible says that David started to dance, and he started to dance so hard he danced right out of his clothes. That's the gift of ecstasy. His wife didn't appreciate it. The gift of ecstasy, it's a wonderful gift of God, soaring like the eagles. And some Christians feel that that's the only authentic expression of faith, that we always have to be in victory, that we always have to be praising, and when we're not, that's not authentic. But when we are sitting by the bedside of a loved one, ecstasy is not only inappropriate, it's impossible. The gift of ecstasy is but one gift of God. Then there's a second gift. They shall run and not be weary. That's the gift of energy. That's the energizing power of the Holy Spirit so that we can do good things to our neighbors, so that we can help people in need, that we need that gift of energy. I think of the gift of energy as my husband has a pager, and it goes off, and he goes flying down the stairs no matter what time of day or night to either get to a fire or an emergency call. That's the gift of energy. And those men get on, and women get on scene and take care of things. That's the gift of energy. I see the gift of energy here in the church when there's a need and everybody pulls together to meet that need. That's the gift of energy. It's a very important part of the Christian faith. It's not only what we believe, but it's what we do. And so often we come together in that energetic spirit to get things done for God's kingdom and to lift people up and to bring healing and restoration. But there are times that some churches feel that that's the only expression of Christian faith. And if you're not continually doing, then you're not really expressing faith. But there are times when we're sitting by the bedside of a loved one that we can no longer do. There's nothing to do. And we do not have any more energy. It's a wonderful gift, but it is not the greatest gift. It's the third gift that is the greatest gift of God. They shall walk and not faint. That's the gift of endurance. That's the gift where we put one foot behind another and we walk and we don't faint. That's a crucial gift. You know, when I'm speaking in church sometimes, there are times when an unbidden tear comes, and I hope that people think that my allergies are acting up. And I notice folks around me are wiping tears. And I hope that you understand when that happens, half the church is with you. That's why we put tissues in the pews, because we know that. But there are times, late at night, in the wee hours of the morning when nobody's around, and it's not one or two unbidden tears, but it's a gusher. Because we are crying out in our despair and in our frustration and our anger and our heartache. And nobody's around. And yet the next morning we get up, don't we? and we go to work and we do what we need to do. That is the gift God gives us of endurance. Now, it is not stoicism. It's not just gritting our teeth and going on. It's the gift that we have in Jesus when he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest." It's the gift of leaning on Jesus when we cannot stand up on our own. It's the wonderful gift of endurance. In a short time, our dear friend, Sue, who has endured mightily for 2 years, who has had energy for 2 years, will be stepping into joy. And these last few days will be a dim memory for her. And the moment she steps into joy, we step into sorrow. She will be experiencing that gift of ecstasy for an eternity. And we will have the gift of endurance to bear even this burden. Let us pray. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus blessed, Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before you near to the heart of God. Lord, I pray for Ryan and Angela and their entire family, as they are held near to your heart, as they pray for release of their loved one, as we pray for release, we ask that you keep us all near to your heart and give us that endurance that we so need this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.